This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. If I was to take a survey of the top passages in the Bible, you know, the Bible verses, the chapters, the books that people love, I've got a pretty strong feeling that Psalm 23 would be near the top, if not at the top. Psalm 23, this beautiful shepherd psalm written by King David, Psalm 23. It starts off, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Now, I have quoted this psalm many times at funeral services I've conducted and at hospital beds when people have been facing death and difficult times. It is a wonderful chapter, Psalm 23 from the Psalms. Now, it is a beautiful psalm. It's old-fashioned, yes, but it gives us a wonderful picture of a God who cares for his people. And, you know, what could be better than that? A God who cares and loves. David, who wrote this, was the youngest sons of, or the youngest son, I should say, of eight sons of Jesse. And as a young boy, David was trained to tend his father's sheep. So it's quite an unusual and humble beginning for a lad who would one day be King David, the famous King David. And if you read the psalm from the Old Testament, it's a picture of a shepherd who rules and feeds his sheep. So unless you've had experience in farming, I guess it doesn't make a lot of sense. But in the Holy Land, a sheep would be grazing about 4 a.m. until around about 10 a.m. when the sun starts to get high. And the sheep are hot and thirsty, and the shepherd actually takes them to a cool, shady spot where they can lie down and digest the grass that they've eaten. So the first verse is a lovely reminder, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." In fact, as you think about it, this verse sums up the whole of Psalm 23. We're talking about the Lord, a person, God, my Lord. It's not a fairy story or a nice theory. We're talking about God who has a name. I can call him the Lord. He is, not someone in the past, someone who was or will be. The Lord is, meaning right now, today. So if you can take that in, it'll make all the difference in the world, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. The Lord is with you. He is your Lord. So I'm talking this morning of a personal God who doesn't belong to someone else who's better or smarter than you or me. No matter who I am, the Lord has something personal to say to me because the Lord is my shepherd. So David begins with those words. It's interesting to see that in the New Testament, Jesus is called the Good Shepherd or the Great Shepherd. Sometimes Jesus is even referred to as the Chief Shepherd. And the shepherd of the Old Testament times had a very important task looking after the sheep. And it wasn't just an ordinary kind of a job because they looked after the sheep, taking great risks from wild animals or robbers. William Barclay describes the shepherd who had a scrip, that's S-C-R-I-P, that's a bag made of the skin of an animal to carry his food. And he had some bread and dried fruit and olives in the bag. And he carried a sling as his weapon. There were no sheepdogs in Palestine, but he had a staff. That's a short wooden club with nails which hung on his belt, and that was a defence to protect himself and the flock. And so when he carried a rod that looked like a shepherd's crook, he could catch and pull back any of the sheep who strayed away. And at night when they went into the fold, the sheep fold, each sheep had to jump across the rod. And as they jumped across the rod, the shepherd would check them for any injury. So it's a bit old-fashioned. But when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want," it was really a wonderful picture of a contented sheep who trusted the shepherd. The Message paraphrase says, "I don't need a thing." How wonderful to know when we trust in our shepherd, he provides everything I need: rest, refreshment, guidance, companionship, comfort, sustenance, goodness, mercy. And David says that if you trust the shepherd God, you will not lack anything in life. And I want to talk again tomorrow about this wonderful Psalm 23. Thank you, Lord. They are eloquent words, powerful words of a God, the Good Shepherd who loves me. Thank you for that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.